弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace be to you all。
我相信大家在David 牧师的这个见证当中，他在讲他跟牧师师母的关系里面。
When she was talking about her relationship with Pastor Joshua and Simo，
你多多少少都会看见自己的影子。
You would have seen yourself in it。
自己跟人之间的关系
，your interpersonal relationship，
特别自己跟权柄或者自己跟下属的影子
，especially the shadow of you and your subordinates，
跟孩子的影子
，with your children。
所以他讲了很多的东西，看听起来很细琐
，a lot of things she mentioned it seems trivial，
但是却是很重要的
，but they're important。
今天我们要来开始讲六一的核心价值系列。
And we'll enter the series on the core values of 611.
你曾经听过过去六一的核心价值的，请你跟我挥挥手。
If you've heard of the core values of 611, wave your hand.
感谢主啊，你是2008年以前来的哦。
So you were here before 2008.
有没有人你第一次听到六一有核心价值
？If this is your first time hearing about core values, raise your hand.
有吗
？Anyone?
也有人哈。
Some of you.
核心价值是什么呢
？What is core value?
核心价值就像一栋。高楼大厦的避震器一样
They're like the shock absorber of a skyscraper
就是当地震来的时候有这个避震器就可以让这个高楼大厦稳固
When earthquake comes, the damper helps the building to be steady
那所以同样的核心价值也是让我们在我们很难做决定的时候
So when we're in a dilemma
或者我们有冲突的时候
When there's conflict
我们就可以抓住对的核心价值
We hold on to the right core values
来做正确的决定
To make the right decisions
好像最近我们所面对的艰难
It's like all the difficulties we're facing
哇好像这个武汉肺炎很严重
As if the coronavirus is very serious
到处什么东西都停
Everything is put on a halt
好今天的新闻说酒吧也停了很多条线
And even the buses are stopping.
那我们是不是也要什么东西都停
So do we just stop everything?
这个时候就考验我们的信心跟理性的时候
And that's the time where our faith and rationality is being challenged.
我们就很感恩我们有先信心后理性
And we're grateful for the core value of faith before reasoning.
理性很重要，信心也很重要
Reasoning is important, faith is important.
但是我们属神的人，我们要先信心后理性
But as a godly people, we choose faith before reasoning.
那在去年在香港的震荡当中
And then in the midst of all the turbulence last year
反修例的问题里面
In the anti-extradition treaty
神就给我们 有自由有节制的核心价值
God gave us a core value of with freedom and with self-control
我们在神的话语当中我们去看见自由的宝贵
We see the importance and value of freedom
看见真自由是要有节制的
That there has to be self-control for there to be true freedom
而今天当我们再来面对这个好像新的 SARS 武汉肺炎的这个严重的一个威胁里面
And in the face of all the threats of this new SARS, this new epidemic
神给我们什么话语呢
What is a word from God?
我们要怎么样自处呢
How do we deal with ourselves?
我们要怎么样来面对呢
How do we face it all?
有爱有信任
With love and with trust
有爱有信任
With love and with trust
今天我们要用路德记来看有爱有信任
Today we're going to use Ruth to see more love and more trust
我们先一起来读路德记的第一章
Let's read Ruth 1
好我们一起用广东话来读请
Let's read in Cantonese
当时
有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子和摩押地去寄居，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻子叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基列，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻。一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。于是他和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。拿俄米对两个儿妇说。你们各人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。愿耶和华使你们各在新夫家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭说：不然，我们必与你一同回你本国去。拿俄米说：我女儿啊，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子作你们的丈夫吗？ 我女儿们啊，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。即或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他们长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们啊，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是受苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。两个儿妇又放声而哭，外以巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。拿俄米说：看啊，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。路德说：不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重地降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定意要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。于是二人同行来到伯利恒。他们到了伯利恒，合城的人都惊讶，妇女们说：这是拿俄米吗？拿俄米对他们说：不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满地出去，耶和华使我空空地回来，耶和华干祸与我，全能者使我受苦。既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？拿俄米与他儿父摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us。
因为你要把话放在我们的心中。
For you shall put your word in our hearts。
让我们把有爱、有信任成为我们生命当中的核心价值。
So that more love and more trust becomes a core value in our lives。
我们敞开心在你的面前。
We open our hearts to you。
我们相信你对我们的话语。
And we believe in your word。
大有能力
that is all powerful,
赐给我们平安
give us peace.
主我们赞美你
Lord we thank you
你来恩膏孩子跟 Joanne
anoint us
主你帮助我们
help us
让我们听与说的都同得造就
that as we hear you we become benefit from it 奉耶稣基督
宝贵的圣名
in the name of Jesus
Amen, Amen. 好第一段一到十三节对下要有爱
verses 1 to 3 love downwards
对下要有爱
Love downward
这是讲到一个人当他有权柄的时候
It's about when a person has authority
有权柄的时候对下面的人就要有爱
With authority you should love downwards
我们拿权柄不是要作威作福的
To have authority is not to abuse or lord over others
我们得着权柄是为了要造福我们下面的人
Having authority is to bless all those who are under us
所以我们对下面要有爱
So we have to love downwards
那但是该怎么爱呢
But how?
我们在这一段经文当中
In this passage,
我们可以看见路德记里面有两个权柄
There are two authorities in Ruth
一个是以利米勒一个是拿俄米
First is Elimelech the other is Naomi
他们对于属于他们的人都有爱
They love all those who are with them
以利米勒爱他的家人
Elimelech loves his family
拿俄米也爱他两个儿媳妇
Naomi loves his daughters-in-law
但是我们要从他们两个爱来看见
But from their love we will see
这两个权柄带给他下面的人却有截然不同的命运
that these two authority brought totally different destiny towards people
所以我们先来看以利米勒的爱
and we first see the love of Elimelech
第一个小点一到五节血气之爱反成害
verses 1 to 5 fleshly love causes pain
第一节他说当士师秉政的时候国中遭遇饥荒在犹大的伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居
First one, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, so a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab.
从这里我们就可以看见这个人对家庭有爱。
Here we see the love this man has towards his family.
其实士师秉政的时候是一个国中没有王的时候。
In the days of the judges was when king was absent.
也就是一团乱一团糟。
Where it was completely chaotic and messy.
然后这个时候又遇到国中饥荒。
And it just so happened to have a famine.
哇，在这个城市里面，伯利恒这个城市里面，本来是个大粮仓的，可是现在竟然没有东西吃了。
Bethlehem used to be full of food, but now it has a famine.
那作为一个爸爸怎么办呢？他当然要照顾妻小啊。
As a father, of course, he has to take care of his family.
所以他就替他的老婆小孩想办法。
So he tried to think of a way for his family.
我们不如往摩押地去吧。
Why don't we go towards Moab?
那个地方有食物。
There's food there.
所以他们就去暂时居住。
So they lived there for a while.
第一节没有提到这个人是谁，只说有一个人。
First one didn't mention who he was, just said there was a man.
可是第二节就提到说这人名叫以利米勒。
But verse 2 says the man's name was Elimelech. Elimelech.
以利米勒原文的意思就是我的神是王。
The original meaning is my God is king.
所以也就是说，在士师记的这个时代，士师时代，别人都没有王，可是起码以利米勒有王。
So in the age of the judges where there is no king for everyone else, Elimelech has a king.
耶和华神是他的王。
Yahweh was his king.
哎，为什么这里要讲到这件事情呢
？Why do they have to mention it?
因为如果别人往摩押地去，可能还没那么大的问题。可是这个以利米勒往摩押地去就有很大的问题。
Because it probably wasn't a big issue for others to go towards Moab, but it was for Elimelech.
他离开神。
He departed from God.
他不能够信任神。
He didn't trust God.
他用自己的方法。
And with his own means.
他用自己的担忧
with his own anxiety,
用自己的谨慎
with his cautiousness,
反正能够逃离出去赶快逃出去
and he tried to get rid of everything and went out
能够逃出去的是不是比较有办法的人
there are probably people with means who actually flee the city
逃出去
to fled the city
他刚开始他第一节他说往摩押地去寄居
verse 1 to live for a while in the country of Moab
到第二节就说到了摩押地就住在那里
but in verse 2 they went to Moab and lived there
所以不只是刚开始住一下而已是根本就移民到那个地方去
so it's not just temporary asylum they actually migrated there
以利米勒他用的是血气之爱
Elimelech has the fleshly love
就是他没有依靠他的王
He didn't trust in his king.
他没有依靠耶和华神
In Yahweh his Lord.
他依靠的是自己的能力，自己的办法
He relied on his own ways, his own means.
什么东西驱动他这样子做
What was the urge behind everything?
是他里面的担忧跟恐惧
It was his fear, his motivation.
我们做权柄呢，我们也很常会出于担忧跟恐惧，然后就来做决定
As an authority, a lot of times we make decisions based on fear.
哎，我恐怕
I'm afraid.
然后我们就做决定了。
So that's how I made the decision.
我们做父母的很怕，恐怕我们的孩子输在起跑点上。
As a parent, we were afraid our children would lose at the starting point.
然后我们就让他学这个学那个，然后学非常多东西，就变成了怪兽家长。
And we took them to all sorts of lessons and become helicopter parents.
这是血气之爱。
That's fleshly love.
我们看见第三节，以利米勒死了。
Now Elimelech has died.
第五节，马伦跟基连，他的两个儿子也死了。
And Mahlon and Gilead also died.
然后拿俄米他就成为寡妇。
And Naomi became a widow.
他跟别人说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。
She said, "Call me Mara, don't call me Naomi."
我不再是小甜甜，我是苦啊。
I'm no longer sweet, I'm bitter.
所以你会看见，跟着一个属血气的权柄的时候，他给的是血气之爱的时候，得着了是受苦。
So fleshly love from a fleshly authority only brings pain.
是一无所有
with nothing
血气之爱反成害
fleshly love causes pain
所以求主帮助我们每一个做权柄的人
so may God help all authorities
是的我们对下属我们都是有爱的
towards a subordinate we all have love
父母对孩子是有爱的
parents love their children
小组长对组员是有爱的
cell leaders love their cell members
但是我们这个爱对他到底是好还是不好呢
But does this love bring goodness or bad?
就是要看我们是属血气的爱吗
It depends on whether it's fleshly
是用自己的能力吗
Whether it's based on our ability
还是我们如同第二段所说的回转向神给真爱
Or we return to God and give true love
我们可以回转向神
We can return to God
这个爱才可以除掉血气
Only then can we remove the fleshliness
没有掺杂
And without any contamination
6到13节
Verses 6 to 13
我们看到拿俄米其实他没有什么本钱给人家爱的
Naomi has nothing to give love towards
我们如果说以利米勒他是很有本钱可以冲出去这个饥荒的伯利恒可以去到摩押地
Elimelech can leave Bethlehem has the ability to go to Moab
他可以做投资移民
He can have investment migration
可是拿俄米这个时候是一个死了老公死了儿子的老寡妇
But Naomi was just an old widow
她一无所有
She had nothing
第六节告诉我们说她就与她两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回
And Naomi heard of that and they had to return home from there.
因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓赐粮食与他们
For she heard in Moab that the Lord has come to the aid of his people by providing food.
然后第七节他就真的开始这样子做了于是他和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方要回犹大地区
And in verse 7 she indeed left the place where they were staying and set out towards the road.
拿俄米他毅然而然他要离开摩押地
Naomi had to leave Moab.
他要回到属神的地方伯利恒
To return to Bethlehem a godly place.
那你会说啊一样啊他也是听到那个地方有吃的他就回去了
You might say she's probably leaving because she has food over there.
可是不一样的是 摩押地这个时候没有饥荒啊。
But the difference was there was no famine in Moab.
摩押地这个地方他们住很久，而且他还有两个儿媳妇在这里。
They've been dwelling in Moab for ages, and she had the two daughters-in-law.
拿阿米痛定思痛，他知道是他们离弃神，以至于遭灾难。
Naomi repented because she knew she departed from God and was cursed.
所以她首先决定，她付上一切的代价，她也要回转归向神。
So she was determined to pay all prices to return to God.
她知道她之上，她是个权柄，可是她之上还有一个权柄，就是神。
As an authority, she knew there was an authority above her, and that's God.
她要来跟随神，而且要回到属神的地方。
She has to follow God back to the godly land.
她怎么样对于她两个儿妇显出她的爱呢？
How does she manifest her love towards her daughters-in-law?
她放下自己的需要。
She laid down her own needs.
八到十节。
Verses 8 to 10.
拿阿米对她两个儿妇说：“你们个人回娘家去吧。”
Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to her mother's home."
拿阿米告诉她们说：“你们回去吧。”
She said, "Go back."
个人都回娘家去吧。
Go back to your home, each of you.
她说：“愿耶和华恩待你们。”
May the Lord show you kindness.
如同你们恩待我的儿子一样。
Just as you've shown kindness to your husband.
还有如同你们恩待我一样。
And to me.
他说：“你们去吧，我祝福你们。”
She said, "Go, I'll bless you."
有新的婚姻
，with a new marriage.
祝福你们，你们后半辈子你们还可以享受人生。
They can still enjoy life.
不像我，我已经老了。
Unlike me, I'm old.
我不能够给你们幸福。
I cannot give you happiness.
拿阿米放下自己的需要。
Naomi laid down her own needs.
弟兄姊妹，我们做权柄的要常常。不是说，哎，我先来拿好处得需要。
As an authority, we don't just grab hold on what we need and what we want.
然后用这个来辖制属于我们的人。
And use it to manipulate what is under us.
让他来帮助我们。
So that they will help us.
比如说，好像 Debbie.
It's like Debbie.
哎呀，她的婚姻都不容易，很艰难了。
She's having a difficult marriage.
然后牧师师母还要说，哎，不行哦，青年牧区少不了你哦，你留在青年牧区好好做。
And Pastor Joshua is still saying, you have to stay in the youth zone. We need you there.
哦，我们几百个年轻人怎么办呢？
What would the hundreds of youth do if you leave?
你怎么行啊？
What would we do if you leave? It's not like that.
事工
ministry
不是不能够替换的。
It's not irreplaceable.
可是这个人的需要
But the needs of this person
权柄反而是更看重的。
Authority values.
拿阿米在这个时候，他看重他媳妇的需要。
And here Naomi values the needs of his daughters-in-law.
她放下自己的需要。
And she lays down her own.
我们做权柄的要这样，有一个舍己的爱。
We need self-sacrificing love.
我们用个最容易讲的例子。
Simplest example.
为什么我们会大肆庆祝母亲节？
Why would we celebrate Mother's Day?
因为妈妈们就是这样的牺牲舍己来对他们自己的孩子。
Because that's how a mother sacrifices herself for her children.
放下自己的青春。
Her youth.
放下自己的睡眠。
Her sleep.
放下自己的需要。
Her needs.
自己还没吃，孩子先吃。
Her children eats before her.
这就是一个舍己的爱。
That's a self-sacrificing
love. 除了这个以外
，Apart from that，
拿阿米还承认自己的限制。
Naomi admitted to her own limitations.
第十一节到第十三节
，Verses 11 to 13，
拿阿米就跟她的两个儿妇说：“我的女儿啊，回去吧。”
Naomi said to them, "Return home, my daughters."
你为什么要跟着我呢
？Why would you come with me？
你跟着我，我现在不能够生出老公来给你做，生出儿子来给你做老公啊
！I'm too old to give birth to husbands for you。
我如果有老三
，If I have a third son，
我两个儿子而已。
I only had two sons。
如果我有第三个儿子
，If I had the third，
那我一定叫第三个儿子娶你们。
I would have had to ask the third one to marry you。
可是我没有啊
，But I don't。
如果总，而且我也没有老，我也没有老公。
I don't even have a husband.
纵使我现在有老公
，Even if I get a husband now,
我再生了一个儿子
，And I give birth to another son.
你们也等不及他长大。
You cannot wait till he grows up.
拿阿米在告诉他的媳妇，我是有限制的。
Naomi was exposing her limitation towards her daughters.
我是不能的。
I cannot.
你们去过你们的生活吧。
Just go and live your life.
你们去享受你们该有的幸福吧。
Enjoy your life.
不要再跟着我了。
Don't follow me.
我要回到伯利恒去。
I am to go back to Bethlehem.
我要跟随我的神。
To follow my God.
而你们可以去寻找自己的幸福。
You can pursue your own happiness.
拿阿米承认自己的有限跟不能。
Naomi admitted to her own limitation and inabilities.
弟兄姊妹，做权柄不是万能的。
Authorities isn't omnipotent.
可是当我们做权柄的时候，我们都很希望自己是万能。
But as an authority, we want to be omnipotent.
我们常常以为我们是超人。
A lot of times we thought we were Superman.
这是我常常跟很多小组长说的。
That's all I've been telling my cell leaders.
我说你是小组长，你不是基督。
You're a cell leader, you're not Christ.
你不是基督，
You're not Christ.
你是有限的，
You're limited.
你不是二十四小时不用吃不用睡，然后不断的回小组员短讯，不断跟小组员沟通，不断为他祷告，为他做医治释放的。
It's impossible for you to reply messages 24/7 and do healing deliverances for them.
你要承认你自己是有限的。
Admit that you're limited.
有时候我们承认我们有限，
A lot of times when we admit to that,
我们对属我们的人有一个释放。
It's a release towards all those who are under us.
这是对他们的爱。
It is love for them.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
神创造我们每一个人。
God created all of us.
他期待我们每一个人都成为权柄。
He expects all of us to become an authority.
因为在创世纪一章二十八节，他就告诉我们说，他渴望我们生养众多。
Genesis 1:28, we are to be fruitful and multiply.
遍满全地。
And to subdue the land.
你看生养，我们成为父母，我们就是权柄啦。
And as a parent, we are an authority.
而且他希望我们治理这地，我们要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟，还有地上一切的活物。
Subdue the land and rule over all the birds and all the creatures in the land.
所以神渴望我们做权柄。
God wants us to be an authority.
你跟隔壁的说你是权柄。
Tell the person next to you are an authority.
所以我们要怎么做权柄呢？
But how?
除掉我们的血气。
Remove our fleshliness.
你怎么样除掉血气呢？
But how do we remove it?
就是当你在爱的时候。
Is when you love.
你觉得你再给不出去爱了。
When you feel impossible to give any longer.
你觉得你的下属、你的孩子、你的组员太可恨了。
That your subordinates are so hateful.
真的爱不下去的时候。
That you cannot love them anymore.
你就转向神。
Turn towards God.
你就说主啊，我真的不能。
I cannot.
这个爱的源头就再给你爱。
And the source of love will fill you.
让你可以再给出去。
For you to be able to give again.
你不需要用愤怒、用恐惧来给你的爱。
You don't have to use fear or anger to give your love.
然后求主帮助我们可以舍己。
May God help us to sacrifice ourselves.
也帮助我们每一个做权柄的，我们可以承认我们的不足。
And help us admit to our own limitations.
我们不需要遮掩，不需要假装。
We don't have to conceal to play falsehood.
我们不需要装作我们很行，我们可以搞定这一切。
To pretend that we're all powerful.
所有的恐慌都不用担心。
That all the fears are okay.
因为我们可以搞定一切。
Because we can handle it all.
因为我们是大有能力的权柄。
Because we're all powerful as an authority.
不需要。
It's not needed.
我们可以承认自己的有限。
Admit to our limitations.
这是真实权柄的爱。
And that's the true love from
an authority. 好，第二个。
Two.
对上要有信任。
Trust upwards.
做权柄对下的要有爱。
As an authority, we have to love downwards.
而我们做下的、做下属的对上，我们要怎么样来领受这个爱呢？
And as a subordinate, how do we receive this love?
就是要有信任。
And that's to have trust.
我们对上要有信任，十四到十八节。
Trust upwards, verses 14-18.
这段经文也有两个媳妇。
There are two daughters-in-law.
她们都信任自己的婆婆。
They both trust their mother-in-law.
但是她们的信任的程度不一样。
But the degree of their trust is different.
也带出两个不同的结局。
And it causes two different results.
一个结局是圣经说不必多说了。
One where the Bible says I will not mention him anymore.
可是另外一个结局却是名留千史。
But the other one was remembered for thousands of
years. 好，我们来看第一个结局：现实考量失神恩。
First, pragmatism loses God's grace.
这个是大媳妇俄尔巴的结局。
That's the result of Orpah.
当这个拿俄米这样劝的时候
，When Naomi encourages his daughters to leave,
大媳妇一听，对哈，这样子真的我就没有幸福了。
Oprah thought, yeah, I won't have any more happiness.
既然婆婆这样说
，Now that she said it,
婆婆又这么爱我
，And my mother-in-law loves me,
那么我就走吧。
Well, why don't I just go?
所以俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别
，So Oprah kissed her mother-in-law and goodbye.
她就离开了
，And she left.
俄尔巴就离开了
，Oprah left.
她就转向了
，And she turned away.
这时候拿俄米就对路德说
And Naomi said to Ruth,
他说看啊你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了
Look, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.
你也跟你的嫂子回去吧
Just go back with her.
也就是说俄尔巴他不只是离开拿俄米
Not only did Oprah left Naomi,
他方向跟拿俄米完全相反
She was going a totally opposite direction
拿俄米向的是独一真神
Naomi was going towards the one true God
俄尔巴向的是他过去自己一直拜的神
Oprah was going back to all the gods she worshipped
摩押地的神
The gods of Moab
摩押地的神他拜的是一个什么神呢
What was the god she was worshipping
摩押地拜的这个神
This god
是叫做基摩
It's called Chemosh.
这个基摩神是一个降灾祸的神
This Chemosh was a devil that gives calamity.
是一个允许而且叫人行淫乱的神
That encourages adultery.
他们这个地方拜的神是这样的神。
It was such an idol that they were worshiping.
而阿尔巴他却靠近这样的神。
And Orpah drew close to this God.
我们知道，拿俄米他跟路德说：“你嫂子。”
Naomi said to her, "Your sister-in-law."
所以我们知道，如果今天俄尔巴不离开拿俄米
，If Orpah didn't leave Naomi.
分分钟嫁给波阿斯的就是俄尔巴。
The one marrying Boaz could have been Orpah.
可是当俄尔巴他考量的是他现实的光景。
But as she calculated her reality.
这个时候他失去的就是更大神的恩典。
She lost greater grace from God.
俄尔巴这个原文的意思是瞪羚，羚羊的一种。
The original meaning of Orpah is gazelle.
那这种瞪羚就眼睛瞪瞪的很大的那个瞪瞪羚。
This gazelle has huge eyes.
它是很敏捷的。
They're agile.
它跑起来。一小时可以跑80公里
They uncover 80 kilometers per hour
比我们开车有时候还要快的
It's probably faster than driving
而且连跑一个小时他都不累的
And she can keep running for an hour
所以回应很快反应很快
It's very adaptive, very flexible
一感觉到有祸患来的时候立刻咻就可以躲避祸患
Once it feels there's calamity, it can instinctively leave
弟兄姊妹我们很多时候我们被训练的像俄尔巴一样
A lot of times we're trained to be like Orpah.
我们都有俄尔巴的功力。
We have her ability.
我们很快就反应，我们很快就知道怎么样可以避祸，怎么样就可以得利。
We're quick to react. We're quick to avoid all the risks and get the benefits.
特别我们香港人很会算。
Especially as Hong Kong people, we're very calculating.
像俄尔巴一样。
We're like Orpah.
但是我们算算算。
But as we calculate,
俄尔巴没有算到神会给恩典。
Orpah missed out all the grace from God.
常常我们当我们只是把现实的考量摆在最前面的时候
，as we put all the considerations of reality before us，
我们没有拿出那份信任感来
，and we didn't take out the trust，
我们就很容易漏失掉神的恩典。
It's easy to miss out on the grace of God.
很多东西我们是算不到的。
There are a lot of things we couldn't calculate.
那我们到底要怎么样可以得着神的恩典呢
？But how can we receive the grace of God？
就是第二个，定义跟随无底线。
And that's number two, determined to follow。Without reservation.
16节到18节
Verses 16 to 18.
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。”
Ruth said, "Don't urge me to leave you to turn back from you."
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I'll go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。
Where you stay, I'll stay.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
我们对上面的信任，具体的表现就是跟随。
The concrete manifestation of our trust towards our authority is following.
路德跟拿俄米说
，Ruth said to Naomi,
我不走，我要跟定你。
I'm not leaving, I'm following you.
他对拿俄米的跟随有四个方面。
There are four ways that she followed Naomi.
长阔高深的跟随
In length and width and depth and in height.
她说你往哪里去我也往哪里去
She said wherever you go I'll follow.
这是一个方向的跟随
It's a directional following.
而且你知道吗从摩押地一直走到伯利恒起码是要七到十天
From Moab to Bethlehem it probably takes 7 to 10 days.
两个女人要走很久啊
It takes a long time for two women to cover
而且不是走在商场上面
And it's not walking in a mall.
是走在不毛之地的荒漠上面
It was in a desert.
这是路德一条没有走过的路
And that's a road Ruth has never covered.
可是她相信拿俄米
But she believed in
Naomi. 她跟随拿俄米
She followed her.
第二个阔
And second,
你往哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国。
Where you stay, I'll stay. Your people will be my people.
住宿家会在那个地方。
Staying is where your home is.
从一个家到一个城，到一个国。
From one home to one tribe to one city to one nation.
所以这个信任是有一个它的宽阔度的。
And there's a width in this trust.
你想想看，路德他是个摩押人。
Ruth was a Moabite.
摩押人到以色列去。
For a Moabite to go to Israel.
摩押人是永不可入耶和华会的。
Moabite can never enter the assembly of God.
如果今天一个外国人来到香港。
If a foreigner comes to Hong Kong.
大家就叫他鬼楼。
Everyone will call him a 鬼楼。
所以路德应该叫鬼婆。
So Ruth is probably a 鬼婆。
哇，她会被怎么样对待
？How will she be treated?
完全不能掌握。
She cannot control it.
可是路德说：“我跟随。”
But Ruth said, "I shall follow."
另外，他说：“你的神就是我的神。”
And she said, "Your God is my God."
我不再拜那个基摩神了。
I no longer worship Chemosh.
我拜单单。拜那个你所跟随的耶和华。
Worship only the God that you worship.
弟兄姊妹，这是很不容易的。
It is not easy.
这是他跟随的高。
And that's the height of the
following. 为什么说不容易
？Why isn't it easy?
因为拿俄米这个时候不是很蒙福啊。
Because Naomi wasn't blessed at the time.
我们常常都告诉人家说，因为我很蒙福，所以你来信耶稣。
Well, a lot of times tell others because I'm blessed, you should follow Jesus.
上礼拜我们还说金家后来信耶稣，金家后就信耶稣真正好。
It's like a song last time we said, "It's so good to follow Jesus."
可是这句话。 话拿俄米说不出来啊。
But Naomi couldn't repeat that.
因为拿俄米回去是空空无也。
Because she went back empty-handed.
可是这时候路德说：“我要跟随你的神。”
But right there and then, Ruth said, "I shall follow your God."
我看见你跟随神的心意，我也要这样跟随你的神。
I see your heart to follow your God, and I will follow your God.
而且他说：“你死在那里，哪里我也死在那里，也葬在那里。”
And she said, "Where you die, I'll die. There I'll be buried."
除非死能够使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重降罚于我。
May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.
这是一个跟随的身，就是跟随到底。
That's the depth of the following till the end.
这个时候，拿俄米就不再勉强他了，就由他去了。
Naomi didn't force her anymore and let her come.
你知道吗？下属对我们的信任
，the trust from a subordinate,
会吸引出权柄更大更大的爱。
It attracts and pulls out the love from your authority.
更委身的爱
and more committed love.
然后甚至聆听下属的，让下属来做决定。
And she even allows her subordinates to make that decision.
不容易。
It's not easy.
但是这是真理。
But that's the truth.
是我们可以行的。
It's what we can do.
好像刚刚 Debbie 牧师给我们的见证一样。
It's like what Pastor Deborah said.
他对牧师师母的信任也是一步一步一步的。
Her trust towards Pastor Joshua is gradual.
每一个环境临到的时候
，As all predicament comes，
我们要相信吗
？Do we trust？
我们能够信吗
？Can we trust？
就再一步
，And it's a step further。
啊，平常好像又好好的了
，It looks good and normal days。
可是当震荡来的时候
，But when shaking comes，
我们能够再信吗
？Can we still trust？
又再一步
，And then we take a step further。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters。
我们要靠着神不断地相信神，也相信神所给我们的权柄。
By God, we trust God and the authority God has given us.
这个成为我们生命当中一个根底。
And this becomes the foundation of our lives.
帮助我们。
Help us.
可以有爱有信任。
To have love and trust.
好，我没有什么时间讲例子，我继续讲。
I probably don't have
other examples. 第三个，有爱有信任。
Number three, with love and trust, sharing the grace of life.
同享生命恩。
Sharing the grace of life.
他们婆媳两个人回去了伯利恒。
As the two of them went back to Bethlehem,
他们遇见两件事。
They faced two issues.
这对婆媳他们有爱有信任。
They have love, they have trust.
可是第一个，他们先遇见人的声音。
But first, they have the voices of others.
二十节，十九节，哇，这那个，这是拿俄米吗？
Verse 19, they exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?"
都快不认识了，这是拿俄米吗
？I couldn't even recognize her. Is that Naomi?
拿俄米跟路德要先面对人的声音，人的质疑。
They first have to face the accusation of people.
弟兄姊妹，在一个有爱有信任的关系当中
，in a relationship where there's love and trust，
有时候我们会面对质疑。
Sometimes we face questioning.
人家会说啊，你是那个人吗
？Others will doubt, is that really you?
人家会说啊，那个是摩押女子路德。
They'll probably say, "Is Moabite Ruth?"
都不是积极的，都不是正面的，不是肯定的。
It's not affirming, it's not positive.
这时候看见拿俄米，他就敞开。
But Naomi opened herself up.
他说：“不要叫我拿俄米，叫我马拉。”
She said, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara."
因为全能者使我受了大苦。
Because the Almighty has made my life
bitter. 我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。
The Lord has afflicted me, the Almighty has brought me misfortune.
他在两节当中不断的提到全能者耶和华，全能者耶和华。
Repeatedly, she mentioned the Almighty, the Lord.
不在乎人说什么，我们定睛在神身上。
Doesn't matter what others say, we focus on the Lord.
拿俄米面对别人所说的话语，他就是定睛在神身上。
In face of all the voices, she gazed upon the Lord.
是神做的，他只在乎神啊，你怎么对待我
？She only cares about how the Lord treats her.
神啊，我现在回转归向你。
God, now that I turn back to you.
然后接着他们就遇见神的恩典了。
And she faces the grace of God.
二十二节就说。正是动手割大麦的时候
Verses 20 The barley harvest was beginning
他们回来的季节不是一个冷得要命的季节
It wasn't a cold season that they were returning to
他们回来的季节也不是收割完毕收藏的季节
Or a season of after the harvest
他们回来季节正是开始要动手割大麦的时候
They returned exactly when the harvest was beginning
这个时候就开始可以有麦穗可以捡了
When there's barley that they can collect
这两个穷得一无所有的女人就可以靠着捡麦穗过活
Two poor women can make a living by collecting the barley.
这是神恩典的曙光
And that's just the light of the gospel. Not only that, the grace that they received is from picking the grain to receive the whole field.
50 days
Within 50 days,
Ruth
becomes the boss's wife. And Boaz repossessed the land. So her late husband's possession did not leave them. And even the husband of Ruth was blessed. And God gave them children. One could have a happy marriage. But they probably won't have children. Life is from God. And the grace of God poured down upon them. Is Ruth and Naomi and also Boaz, all of them together receiving the grace. And that grace didn't stop there.
第四章就讲到说他们就生了四代之后就生出了大卫王
In chapter 4, after 4 generations, David was born.
所以君王从他们而出
So kings were born from them.
如果我们在看马太福音第一章的时候就看见他们被列在基督的家谱之内
And in Matthew 1, they're part of Jesus' genealogy.
这些都不是在地上 还在地上的拿阿米跟路德可以明白的恩典
These were grace that probably Naomi or Ruth didn't understand when they were alive
如果我们愿意有爱有信任
If we're willing to have love and trust
我们所承受的恩典是何等的大
How great is the grace that we receive
我想打出一张的照片
I want to show you a picture
这个是去年六月的时候
That was from June last year
不是这一张 不好意思 这一张很漂亮 但是不是这一张 有另外一张 对对对这一张 这是去年六月的时候 我们 牧师师母带着一些的 弟兄姊妹 我们一起去到 土耳其 还有以色列的一个牧养之旅
In June last year we went to Turkey and to Israel for a discipleship trip
在这个牧养之旅当中
And during the trip
牧师师母不只是把爱倾倒在他的门徒族长的身上
Not only the Pastor Joshua and Simo poured out their loves on their disciples
我也听到弟兄姊妹说 哇, 我没有想到你们这些有头有脸的族长这么的顺服
And the brothers and sisters were saying I never imagined how obedient the MG leaders are
然后我们又再带着下一代的门徒
And we took our next generation disciples
我们在这整个旅程当中所做的就是有爱有信任
Everything we did in the journey was love and trust.
这个地方是亚伯渡口,
and that was in Abuk.
我们在当中做了很多的这个, 先知性行动,
and we did a lot of prophetic act in Jabuk.
还在那边摔跤, huh?
And we were wrestling.
然后做完我们就拍了这张照片,
afterwards we took this picture.
这个是这张照片的上面,
and that's what's above
因为那个照片放不下, 要把它放大,
I just enlarged that part.
大家看到什么?
What do you see?
611 Can you see the cloud? 就这么特别
We didn't take this picture because we saw
是我们拍完了之后, 有一个弟兄就说, 诶, 你看, 天上那个云是611耶
We took a picture and then we saw this cloud
这是摩押地
That was in Moab
弟兄姊妹, 神在告诉我们,
God is telling us
当我们愿意,
When we're willing
我们愿意 守住这个核心价值,
to hold on to this core value
在关系上,
in relationships
上面对下面有爱,
the authority shows love to underlings
下面对上面有信任,
and the underlings have trust towards their authority
而且是坚定的信任,
and unwavering trust
到底的信任,
of trust till the end
一个没有底线的信任,
where there's no reservation
因为我们相信神,
Because we trust God. Because there is a God. And God is with us. And God shall use us.
611.
Use 611.
我们看见现在全地的慌张,
we see all the panic across the world.
各式各样, 无论真的消息, 假的消息,
true or fake news.
每一天, 我们打开新闻, 打开手机,
Every day as we turn on our phones.
我们不知道要相信谁,
We're not even sure who to believe. We don't know who to follow.
但今天神告诉我们说,
But today the Lord says to us,
站在我们的位分当中,
Stand in our position.
对上我们信任,
Love upwards.
对下,
and towards down.
我们有舍己的爱。
We have sacrificial love.
我们承认我们是有限的。
Admit that we're limited.
求主使用我们，帮助我们。
May God use us and help us.
我们啊，我再补充一点。
I have a supplementary.
就是我很感恩牧师坐在下面。
I'm so grateful that Pastor Joshua is here.
刚刚那张照片是他给我的。
That picture was from Pastor Joshua.
他告诉我说
，He told me,
"Hey, 你看看，这个是在摩押地拍的。
He said that was taken in Moab.
或许你待会可以用。
Perhaps you can use it later.
当牧师讲完这些话，其实我心里很感动。
After he said that, I was so touched.
因为当我讲道的时候
，Because when I preach,
不是我一个人凭自己的努力
，It's not just me being here.
是我属灵的父亲他帮助我
，It's my spiritual father helping me.
他加力量给我
He strengthens me
然后他帮我加油
And he helps me
而且他说没关系你尽量讲
And he said doesn't matter just preach
你讲完了我就上来补了
I'll come up and help you
我们把掌声归给耶稣
Let's give a big hand to Jesus
多谢谢谢妙妙牧师
Thank Pastor Anna
我用广东话讲有爱有信任
More love more trust
是我们第十一个核心价值。
This is the number 11th core value.
我哋第十个系有自由有节制。
The 10th one is more freedom, more self-control.
所以我哋嘅核心价值而家嚟到有十一个啦。
So now we have 11 core values.
我哋唔容易去增加我哋核心价值嘅。
It's not easy just to add one more.
如果系核心价值，即系唔多嘅。
Because its core values is not going to be many.
我哋都決定咧，有第十一個核心價值。
And we still decided on the 11th.
有愛有信任。
More love, more trust.
妙妙牧師揀咗《路德記》第一章。
Pastor Anna picked Ruth 1.
我為妙妙牧師咧係做一個總結啦。
And I'm going to do a conclusion here.
前邊第一節至到第十三節咧。
From verse 1 to 13.
我會重新將佢個標題改過。
And I will use the subtitle.
无论多艰难，仍然爱。
Love still doesn't matter how difficult it is.
拿俄米无论去几咁几咁几咁嘅艰难，佢仍然去爱佢两个儿妇。
Naomi doesn't matter how difficult she has been through, she still loves her daughters-in-law.
佢非常之爱呢两个儿妇。
She adores and loves her daughters-in-law.
佢对两个儿妇媳妇嘅爱咧，从佢嘅艰难当中系衬托咗出嚟。
The love she had towards her daughters-in-law, it was manifest even during the time of difficulties.
佢点样艰难咧
？How she had the trouble?
第一
，Number one，
事事秉正。
That's in the days when the judges ruled.
各人任意而行。
And then everyone did as he wills.
那时以色列中没有王，各人任意而行。
In those days,
最后一句话
Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
所以他要回去这个的犹大地其实是不容易的。
If she wanted to return to the land of Judah, it's not easy for
her. 世界是纷乱的。
It was a turmoil. It was a difficult place.
并且咧，佢系丈夫已经死咗啦。
Her husband died.
钱又冇啦。
No money.
空空满满嘅出去，空空嘅翻去。
Going out
系咪啊
？With full hand and now coming back empty.
现在佢咩都冇晒。
Now she have nothing.
可以咁讲，佢系一个嘅乞衣嚟嘅。
She could be a beggar.
佢咩都冇啊
，got nothing，
冇钱啦
，no money，
冇丈夫啦
，no husband，
仲有两个仔都死埋啦
，no sons，
两个仔系先后嘅去世
，both sons died。
喺第一节至第五节系讲佢嗰个嘅艰难嚟嘅
，that's the trouble she has been through。
事事秉正啦。
In the days of the judges' rule，
啊，佢哋系从高处往下滑啦。
So they were their path was going downwards.
系从伯利恒一路就落去摩押平原。
All the way went down to the plain of Moab.
由高去到低啊。
From high place to low place.
跟住咧，我哋睇到第三节。
There was three.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了。
Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband died.
其实死了这个字在原来是第一个字的死。
The original order is died, her husband.
死她老公。
Died, her husband.
然后第五节。
And then verse 5.
死。
Died.
她两个仔。
Both her sons.
没钱了。什么都没了。
No money, she got nothing left.
一家四口三男一女出去剩下一个的女人。
You know,
再加多两个的外邦女子。
So, husband and wife with two sons went out and came back, no one left with
her. 满满的出去空空的回
来。Going out in full and coming back empty.
她是极其的艰难。
And she has suffered a lot.
并且现在她要走回去猶大地。
Now she's on the way back.
又是士師的時候，是很不容易的。
Still in the time when judges rule.
可以咁講，拿俄米係佢喺生命入邊最低最低嘅時刻。
That is the lowest point in the life of Naomi.
喺咁艱難嘅時刻。
In the day of trouble.
佢仍然去愛。
She still loves.
爱呢两个媳妇
，She still loves her daughters-in-law.
为呢两个媳妇着想
，Prepare for her daughters-in-law.
佢睇到呢两个媳妇跟住我冇希望。
She knew that when two daughters-in-law follow her, there's no hope.
讲得好清楚啦，系咪
？And it was very clear.
完全冇希望
，No hope.
佢哋将会一世守寡啦。
And they will be widows all her lives.
翻到去又系做乞衣嘅。
And you go back to Bethlehem, you become beggar.
佢就系乞衣妇啊。
She was the old beggar.
她不想两个儿妇成为乞衣的媳妇。
She didn't want her daughters-in-law to be beggars as well.
叫他们回去。
So she told them
to leave. 你仍然有你的幸福，你们再嫁。
You're going to find your happiness.
还年轻，你们去吧。
You are still young, you can find a husband.
而且你们是外邦人。
Especially you are the pagan.
都是很不适应的。
So you would not find fit in the land of Judah.
她跟两个儿妇说你们走。
So she told them to go.
在她这么艰难的时刻,
As she has suffered,
她选择牺牲自己。
She chose to sacrifice herself.
怎样再看到她真的很爱这两个儿妇呢?
How do we see she loved them truly?
她为她们幸福着想。
She thought, she planned for their happiness.
She didn't
plan and thought for herself.
如果她带着这两个人呢?
If she brought them along,
回去呢?
And went back,
有这两个人出去做乞衣, 都可以乞回来给她吃,
对吗? You know, the two young beggars can go out and back things back.
你看到中国大陆里面的啦,
And you see that's what happened in many places.
一个人养一帮乞衣仔。个个乞咗俾佢。
They had beggars and can have a lot of beggars with him.
以前啦，系咁。
Maybe that happened in the past in the mainland.
起码有两个外邦佣工嚟帮佢啦，系咪
？Now you have two.
自己又咁老啦。
Overseas helpers, you helping her this old widow.
如果要执嗰啲嘅。大麦咧
，You pick up the body，
啊都唔够啲后生嘅汁啦。
The younger one will bring more body back。
又唔够力咧，又唔够快啦。
Well, the old one would not have enough strength。
有两个工人喺度掂啦。
Workers would provide for her。
佢唔为佢哋谂，唔系自己谂，佢为佢哋谂。
She didn't plan for her own。
佢好艰难。
She suffered。
但系佢愿意牺牲自己。
But she sacrificed her own benefits。
愿意去爱。
And to fulfill and to love her daughters in law。To fulfill them.
这个是第一大段。
That's number one.
第二大段。
The second paragraph.
我就会给个标题，无论几艰难，
no matter
一样，
how difficult it is,
仍然信任。
Still trust.
我们看看路德。
You see the girl, the
lady, 她可以好像她的灵，即是好像能，这个是。
She can be Oprah.
俄爾巴咁，即係嗰個係我想講係俄爾巴應該比佢大嘅，應該大。
Oprah should be older than Ruth.
係佢嫂子嚟嘅。
Should be her older sister-in-law.
佢係細嘅。
She's the younger.
佢可以跟佢走。
She can follow her back home.
佢跟翻佢嘅神。
She can follow her God.
但係咧，佢係仍然選擇去信任呢一個嘅。
However,
无论几艰难，佢都选择去信任佢嘅
拿俄米。Ruth chose to trust 佢
嘅婆婆
Naomi, her mother-in-law.
佢系外邦女子。
She is a Gentile woman. She's a Moabite.
猶大人唔會中意摩押人。
The Jews would not like Moabites.
佢翻翻去適唔適應到咧
？So if she goes to Bethlehem, will she adapt to that place?
拿俄米乜都冇。
Naomi had nothing.
佢自己亦都好慘。
And she herself
又冇丈夫。
So suffering.
拿俄米係咪可以保護佢、供應佢咧
？Could Naomi protect her and provide for her?
佢自己又冇丈夫，又冇仔啦。
She had no husband and
no sons. 又冇錢啦。
No money.
係咪佢都好艱難啊？
因為 she's so very difficult.
翻翻猶大地又係艱難嘅。
Going back to a difficult place.
係咪安全嘅翻到猶大地都係一個問題
？Even would they reach home safely?
士師嘅年代冇人保護嘅，隨時俾人搶。
In the time of judges, no one protect you.
或者路上已經唔知係遭遇幾多嘅危險。
It could be robbers on the way home.
無論幾艱難。
Doesn't matter how
無論前路係點艱難。
No matter what's in front of them.
好多未知之數。
A lot of unknown things.
還有跟翻佢翻去，跟呢個老人家翻翻去。
You follow that old lady home.
我仲要服侍呢個老人家。
And I have to serve her.
仲要養佢。
And have provide for
her. 而佢又乜都冇。
And she had nothing.
我又乜都冇。
And I had got nothing.
我又去到外邦人，去到猶大地，人生路不熟。
You go to the Israelites place, and I don't know these people.
前路非常非常之艱難。
It's unknown is difficult place.
路德仍然选择信任。
But Ruth chose to trust.
你嘅神就系我嘅神。
Your God is my God.
你死边度我就死边度。
Where you die, I will die.
唔好叫我走。
Don't tell me to leave.
俾我跟从你。
Let me follow you.
呢一个嘅信任系完全嘅跟从。
That's a total trust and total follow.
完全嘅信任，完全嘅跟
从。Total trust and complete follow.
佢唔要佢嘅神，
唔要自己嘅神。
佢要耶和华神。
She wants, she desires the Lord.
你睇下
，then you see it.
摩押地
，in
当时好过犹太地嘅，犹大地。
Moabites are more rich.
佢放弃摩押嘅神
，so they gave up the God of Moab. 选
择犹大嘅神
，and chose the God of Israel.
完全系信任，信任拿俄米。
How she trusts Naomi.
无论自己几艰难
，No matter how difficult it is，
无论拿俄米几艰难
，No matter how difficult it is for Naomi，
我都选择信任
，I choose to trust。
呢个系我哋嘅核心价值
，This is our core value。
无论点，我都选择信任
，No matter what happened， I choose，
我都选择爱
，I trust and I love。
Debbie 佢从佢年轻二十几岁嘅时候入嚟六一一
，Debbie John 611， she was in her twenties。
我就选择爱佢信任。
And that moment I chose to love her。
无论 Debbie 点样嘅处境
，No matter how she experienced，
无论去几低
，And doesn't matter how low she became， I still love her。
我都相信佢
，I still trust her。
纵然佢嘅系佢要翻屋企
，Even though she wants to quit。And go
我都爱佢，我都信任。
I still love her and trust her.
我同 Debbie 所讲嘅。
I told her.
我唔系话你个女系我个女，我话你系我嘅女。
I didn't say your daughter is my daughter. I said you are my daughter.
你睇，如果我开铺头
，You see, if I have a shop,
我嘅女
，my daughter
要翻屋企照顾个女
，needs to go home and look after her daughter.
佢唔可以喺铺头啦。
She cannot stay in
the shop. 咁我做爸爸嘅会唔会唔俾薪水你，唔照顾你嘅生活咧
？As her father, wouldn't I provide for her and look after her?
我话唔会嘅。
I said would not.
你系我嘅女。
I will.
你有冇出铺头？
Doesn't matter you stay, you come to the shop or not come to the shop, I will provide for you because you are my daughter. Because I love you. And that's how I was. No matter how difficult, we choose love. We choose trust.
我们找了妙妙牧师讲那个的
There's a picture.
其实妙牧师有一个气质嘅，头先嗰张相。
That's showing her.
啊，
即系 unique
美丽信心真天使。
A true angel with beautiful faith.
系我同师母颁俾佢嘅 title 嚟。
So this is title me and 师母 gave her.
无论几样嘅几咁嘅艰难
，No matter how difficult the situation,
妙妙都选择信心。
And Pastor Anna chose faith.
信任
and trust，
同埋成为天使
to become our angel，
帮助每一个人
to help everyone，
佢眼睛唔舒服嘅时候，佢都选择去帮助。
Even her eyes was like really hurt, she still helped.
所以我揾佢讲呢一篇嘅信息。
So that's why I picked her to preach this message.
另外将第二幅
The second picture.
喺我哋嘅年代
，In our days，
即系喺旧阵时。
In the old days，
大人点睇细路咧
？Back in the day， how
父母就系咁样对仔女。
That's the parents. The parents treated their children.
呢个系冇爱冇信任。
Without love, without trust，
全部都系你嘅错。
That's
That's
your fault. That's your fault.
将啲小朋友闹到头耷耷、眼湿湿。
So they scold the children badly.
呢啲系以往嘅日子。
That was back in the days.
但系今日嘅香港。
But nowadays in Hong Kong.
倒翻转啦。
It's the
小朋友啊。
Upside down. The children.
佢对住佢父母啦，冇爱冇信任啦。
No love, no trust.
样样都系父母嘅错啦。
It's all your fault, parents.
或者样样都系权柄嘅错。
All your fault, authority.
没有爱，亦都没有信任。
No love, no trust.
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到拿俄米，睇到路德。
My brothers and sisters, as we see Naomi and Ruth,
有爱有信任。
More love, more trust.
我同师母
，me and my wife，
对我哋每一个嘅孩子
，to all our co-worker, our children，
都系有爱有信任。
We have love and trust.
今天你是部长
Today you are the department head.
我们爱你相信你
We love you, trust you.
今天你不是部长
Today you are not the department head.
我仍然爱你相信你
I still love you and trust you.
没有减
There's no decrease.
Amen.
Amen.
我的同工对我都是这样
The same with my co-workers towards me.
我看到 Debbie 现在去 学懂了
Now Debbie learned.
当她我好感谢神，今日 Debbie 系我哋家庭部部长嚟噶。
Well, today Debbie is the department head for the family department.
我亦都相信佢唔系因为佢做咗家庭部部长，佢觉得啊牧师真系爱我啦。
Not that because she was promoted to be the department head, she felt that we loved her.
我为 Debbie 感恩。
We are so thankful for
her. 其实妙妙牧师都经过。
Pastor Anna also experienced that.
我哋叫佢做某个部门部长，第二日就话唔使你啦。
We told her to be a department head, then the next day we changed our mind.
佢又冇话牧师唔爱我。
She didn't complain that oh, pastor doesn't love me.
弟兄姊妹喺香港呢个时刻
，Now in Hong Kong，
喺艰难嘅时刻
，the present moment is difficult.
当时施秉政嘅时候，各种遭遇饥荒。
Yes, as here in the days when the judges rule, there was a famine in the land.
饥荒可以翻为死亡。
And you can translate a famine into death.
当今日的香港
So as today in Hong Kong,
各种遭遇死亡
There is death in the land.
威胁啦，目前是
Well, we should say the threat of death.
弟兄姐妹，我们的核心价值
Brothers and sisters, what's our core value?
有爱，有信任
More love, more trust.
我做上的
As the authority, I need to love you and trust you more.
而你哋嘅要更信任我哋，更爱我哋。
Towards the authority, you need to love more and trust more.
我哋就会带嚟神嘅恩典。
Then we'll bring the grace of God into our lives.
佢就一路落去，就越行住越好。
Ruth continue on and prosper.
呢个系我哋嘅 journey 嚟。
This is our journey.
Amen.
Amen.
我哋一齐。
Let's all rise.
我哋举起双手。
Let's raise our hands.
让路德记嘅信息进入你嘅生命入边。
And now the message of Ruth go into.
无论几艰难。
No matter how difficult it is, still love.
无论多艰难。
No matter how difficult it is,
仍然信任。
Still trust.
让这个成为你的生命。
That becomes part of your life.
让圣灵将爱和信任放在我们入面。
May the Holy Spirit bring love and trust into you.
让我们的日子越来越向上。
Let the days of life will continue to go upwards.
同享生命恩。
Share the grace of life.
神的救恩要透过我们传递出去。
The grace of salvation will go out through us.
正如透过路德传递出去。
Just like through Ruth.
圣灵啊，你睇到我哋。
Holy Spirit, you saw us.
恩待我哋。
Be gracious to us.
将生命将嘅爱同埋信任放喺我哋每个弟兄姊妹当中。
Put in our life the love and trust.
亦都保守我哋每一个人。
And to keep us safe.
让我哋都大有平安。
We will have peace.
主啊，我哋多谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祝福我哋。
Bless us.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 多谢主。
Hallelujah. Praise God.
好，我哋可以散会啦，请新朋友到前边。我哋为你介绍教会。
Newcomers can come to the front. We still want to show you our church.